Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi barakatuh to all my listeners on One Ummah FM. Yes, this is a Hidden Agenda show. And I have a show that is going to really wake up the nation today. The show is going to be riveting as well as controversial. The show is going to raise some very specific and very interesting questions on evolution, creationism, where do we come from, but most importantly also, we're going to raise some very interesting questions to my guest, international guest today from the Harun Yahya organization. So this is the Hidden Agenda show. We are going to be uncovering some real hidden agendas inshallah today, and we're going to be tackling head on in a live radio show with an international speaker, Brother Oktar Babuna from the Harun Yahya organization. And we are going to be tackling these issues about evolution, about whether we really come from monkeys or not. There's a lot of controversy on this issue and where we stand on this matter. What does Islam say? What do Muslims say? And what does my special international guest from the Harun Yahya organization say today? As you know, on the Hidden Agenda show, we have interviewed Brother Adnan Oktar, i.e. aka Harun Yahya, directly. This year, what we decided to do is take on one of his representatives, who is extremely fluent and intellectual in this area, familiar with all the different arguments that are presented, either from the Darwinist issues or from the people who present from the scientific perspective, saying there is no need for God, from the scientific issue that they're trying to prove that evolution and natural selection is the way forward. Whatever your opinion, whichever camp you sit in, you have a voice that you can raise on the Hidden Agenda show. Give us a call on 0118 and 975-8300, or send us a text. Whichever way you want to present, whichever view you have, today is your time to put that forward. If any professor is listening, if any, you know, scientist, biologist, evolutionist is listening, you're more than welcome to give us a call. Also, pass the streaming on worldwide of onenumberfm.co.uk. This is your Ramadan radio station for Reading and its surrounds. We will have about 40 minutes to have a hardcore discussion, inshallah, and also to tackle on the many different subjects that come from the Harun Yahya websites. So obviously Harun Yahya website is focusing a lot on the creation issues, but also there's other mini and micro websites as well, looking at perished nations, looking at the history of Islam, looking at another interesting topic about awaiting Mahdi as well. And obviously the coming of the end of times, as I mentioned as well. So all these different websites and all these different issues, if you have any questions on any of these, please do send us a text or send us an email. Go to our website, onenumberfm.co.uk. You'll see our studio number, 0118 for UK, 975-8300, or send us a text message as well. You're more than welcome to do so. And both are available for you to forward your questions. I've got a list of questions compiled. I've got a list of questions that come to mind from different people, from different websites. So obviously I'll be challenging and putting my questions forward to Dr. Oktar Babuna, who is a representative from Harun Yahya organization. He is the official affiliate of Harun Yahya, and he is obviously well-versed in these matters. So don't delay. Give us a call. Let us know what you think should be asked. If you feel the Hidden Agenda show is not asking the right questions, then do ask yourself. 0118-975-8300. Send us a text on 07909-567-527. And when it comes to an Islamic perspective, you could say the world authority forefront in this matter would be Harun Yahya or the Harun Yahya organization. So just a bit of background about Harun Yahya's organization. Obviously, Harun Yahya, the individual, is called Adnan Oktar. Alhamdulillah, he's a brother residing out of Turkey, Istanbul. And he has been pioneering in this area of tackling on and providing fossilized and scientific arguments to prove not only the concept of God, but also to prove that such a concept of creationism, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, we didn't evolve from apes, is the point that he wanted to bring across. So we see that he's written hundreds of books. I mean, there really are a lot. I remember as a young teenager being inspired by his books, being having a look at what he has provided, what he has contributed, what he has given. And now, alhamdulillah, you know, from the research he has done, it's a large team. It's a very big team. So it's not just an individual. It is a team of 30, 40, maybe 50 scientists, and outside of that, maybe 200 to 300 people making the full organization. But hopefully we'll be able to give more information on that when we have a direct discussion with the representative from Harun Yahya's team, inshallah. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Have a listen to this nasheed, and as soon as this finishes, we should be back, inshallah. Speak to you soon. Don't go away. Turn the volumes up. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Naz on the Hidden Agenda Show. We are live to Running in Its Rounds. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam, brother. This is Oktay Babuna from Turkey on behalf of Mr. Harun Yahya, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Very happy to have you on the phone. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair for making your time. I know your iftar time has been very different to ours.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's an honor for me, inshallah, and a pleasure to be with all my Muslim brothers and sisters there, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. It's good to have from you, alhamdulillah, as well. Like I said, it's been about 1 or maybe 2 years when I interviewed Brother Harun Yahya himself, and through his interpreter. But alhamdulillah, it was a very great activity, and we have many, many people who are inspired through the works and the scientific discoveries made through the Harun Yahya organization.
MashaAllah.
So obviously, for the viewers out there, what role, if you can obviously introduce yourself and what role you play?
My name is Oktay Babuna. I am a medical doctor, a neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon from Turkey. And I am one of the friends of Mr. Harun Yahya. And actually, his real name is Mr. Adnan Oktay.
Yes.
And he is, as you know, the author of more than 300 books, science and faith-related. So I have been with Mr. Harun Yahya for more than 15 years, mashallah.
Wow. Alhamdulillah, that's very good.
Allah, to spread the truth of Allah to the entire world.
Sure, absolutely. Alhamdulillah. That's really good. So obviously Harun Yahya is an organization now. It's grown considerably. Would you say that there's more than 200 people? I mean, is it a large organization, or is it just one man and a few friends?
Yes, actually. And we are his friends and his students and several hundred people, as you stated. And people, our friends are from business, and there are medical doctors, professionals, engineers, inshallah. And we are with him to spread the truth of Islam throughout the world and a scientific struggle against Darwinism and the ideologies, atheistic ideologies, which brought disaster to the humanity.
Sure.
So we have been doing this with him, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, like I said, alhamdulillah, we're really happy to have you online on the phone as well. And what we'd like to do is just starting with a couple of questions, if that's okay. So,
yes, please, inshallah.
One of the first questions that gets posed is about the creation of the universe, or rather specifically the creation of the earth. Now, a lot of the Christian creationists argue that the Bible says the earth is only a few hundred years or a few thousand years old, or even a few million, I'm not sure exactly what word they say. However, the other side of the argument is the evolutionists say that they can prove scientifically that the Earth is 4.5 billion years old because they can scientifically examine argon, iodine, potassium, all these different elements and get an accurate picture. How do we see that from an Islamic perspective?
Well, actually, Allah states in the Quran, Allah is the originator of the heavens and earth. I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Allah says, Allah is the originator of the heavens and earth. That means Allah created the universe, entire universe, out of nothingness. And in fact, the scientific evidence is exactly proven that. As you know, the Big Bang is called Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
It is a scientific theory. It's proven scientific evidence that the entire universe, matter, time, and space, started out of nothingness about 15 billion years ago. So this is a scientific fact because an astronomer, Edwin Hubble, has shown me through the microscope that the universe is expanding, and this is the expansion of the universe showed that the universe is not static, it should have a beginning. And they discovered the cosmic background radiation, which is the fossil remnants of the radiation from the beginning of the universe. This proved the Big Bang definitely as a scientific fact, and also the hydrogen-helium ratio. So it is a scientific fact that Allah created the entire universe out of nothingness. So as you know, nothing can create itself out of nothingness, and these scientific facts, which are exactly compatible with the Quran, because Allah also stated in the Quran that Allah is expanding the universe. So this scientific fact proves that the universe was created by Allah about 15 billion years ago. So the age of the Earth, which is stated by the scientists 4.6 billion years old age of the Earth, is also compatible with the Quran, because in the Quran there is nothing indicated about the age of the Earth.
Right.
So this is compatible. We believe in the scientific fact, and this is these scientific facts prove that Allah is the creator of the universe.
Okay, JazakAllah khair. Okay, the next thing that people have raised is the proof of evolution. People say the proof of evolution is when they break down the DNA. And when they break down the DNA, they can see that one species has evolved to another. So are we saying from an Islamic perspective that there's no such thing as evolution and species do not evolve?
Well, we look at the scientific evidences. The only scientific evidence for the evolution could exist in the fossils.
Yes.
Because in evolution, they asserted that species evolved to other species by successive minor variations over billions of years. Then evolutionists have to show us these successive minor changes in the fossilized examples. They have to show us half fish, half reptile, half bird, pathological, asymmetrical forms. But we have 350 million fossils today. 350 million fossils tells us that species appeared abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed, means Allah created the living beings without evolution. Of course, Allah could create through evolution, but Allah did not create through evolution. We know this from the fossil evidence. There is not even a single transitional form which would support evolution. So evolution is actually falsified by 350 million evidences. And the most powerful evidence comes from the emergence of the proteins. As you know, millions of species, they have trillions of different protein molecules. They are made of trillions of different protein molecules. If you check a single protein molecule, whether it's possible that a single protein molecule to emerge by chance, as Darwin states, to emerge by chance in the nature, by natural events, is possible, the answer is no. It is definitely impossible, because for a protein molecule to be produced, other proteins are required, the enzymes.
Right.
So more than 100 enzymes must exist before a single protein to be produced. This is not enough. A DNA must exist, because the code for the protein is encoded in the DNA. That is not enough also. Energy is required. The energy organelle, mitochondria of the cell, is required.
Yes.
A complete living cell is required, must exist, for a single protein to be produced. And this scientific fact, this fact from genetics and molecular biology, this scientific fact defeats Darwinism at the very beginning, fundamentally. Because a single protein to emerge by chance is impossible, living cell must exist before this protein to be produced. That defeats Darwinism at the very beginning, at the level of a single protein.
Sure.
So two powerful evidences. The impossibility of the emergence of the proteins by chance, and there are no transitional forms, that defeats Darwinism completely. And I want to read, actually, a quote from Charles Darwin.
Okay, sure.
This is about the lack of transitional forms.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what Charles Darwin said in his book, Origin of Species.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is from Charles Darwin, why if species have descended from other species by insensibly fine gradations, do we not everywhere see innumerable transitional forms? He said, if evolution be a fact, why don't we see any transitional forms? And he goes on, why is not all nature in confusion, instead of the species being, as we see them, well-defined?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
as by this theory, innumerable transitional forms must have existed, Charles Darwin says that, must have existed, why do we not find them embedded in the countless numbers in the crust of the earth? So Charles Darwin says, there are no transitional forms.
Mm.
Of course, if there are no transitional forms, that means no evolution.
Right.
Not only Charles Darwin says that, but to today's most famous Darwinist paleontologists, such as Stephen Jay Gould, he's a Harvard paleontologist,
mm-hmm.
a very prominent Darwinist of the 20th century, he says there are no transitional forms.
Right.
And the fossils have two features, stasis, that means they never change for millions of years, he said, and sudden appearance, they appear all of a sudden, without transitions, he said.
Sure.
Stephen Jay Gould says that. There is Niles Eldridge, also from the United States, a museum curator. He also says there are no transitional forms. All the evolutionists admit that fact. Of course, no transitional forms means no evolution.
Sure, sure. Okay, alhamdulillah, that's fine. The next point I want to raise is that the most common understanding about evolution, especially related to man, is that man has come from apes, even to the point that one imam in London stated that man has come from apes. So why is it so popular that it's specifically that we have come from apes is proposed rather than we've come from dog or cat or tiger?
All right. So, first of all, as I stated, the fossils refute this any transition between
mm-hmm.
species, any
mm-hmm.
transition. So,
right.
of course, if you check the fossil evidence, we have ape fossils,
yes,
and we have fossils of the human beings,
yes.
But there is nothing in between. There is no half ape, half man lived in the past.
Mm.
For example, evolutionists claim there is Australopithecus, and then they say Homo habilis, Homo erectus and Homo sapiens.
Yes.
Australopithecus and Homo habilis have been shown by paleoanthropologists, by Darwinist paleoanthropologists, that they are only being apes. For example, Sir Sully Zuckerman from United Kingdom
mm-hmm.
and Professor Charles Oxnard from United States, they are very famous anatomists. They were specifically paid by British government on Australopithecus, and they came up with the conclusion that Australopithecus is just an ape, doesn't have to do with the human being.
Right, okay.
So Homo habilis is another ape which is close to Australopithecus, according to the paleoanthropologist. And Homo erectus and Homo sapiens are humans, just humans.
Okay.
So there is nothing in between. Now, chimpanzee genome project and human genome project are being finished. So it has been shown scientifically, that was published in the Nature magazine, for example, that the difference between two genomes, two DNAs of chimpanzee and humans are more than 4%, probably
right.
more than that. So 96% is the similarity, they say, but 4% difference.
Right.
But this difference is a huge difference. First of all, 4% difference means 120 million different nucleotides, letters, in DNA.
Right.
So this is impossible, this transition is impossible, because there is no mechanism, we know from genetics and molecular biology, which adds new genetic information or changes the genes to other genes. There is no such mechanism. Mutations are only being harmful.
Right.
So, and also, the differences between apes and humans, as everybody knows, for example, the small cranial volume of the apes, they have, the head volume is about 400 cc's, and humans have a brain which is 1,400 cc's. Their eyes are close to each other.
Right.
They have a very prominent jaw and sharp teeth,
mm-hmm.
but the face of the humans are completely different. Then, apes have long arms, short legs, and the hands and their feet are created to be able to grab on the branches of the trees. Humans have proportional arms and legs, Completely
right.
different.
Okay.
Apes can only work. Apes can only walk, stood forward, and humans walk upright.
All right. Well, fair enough. That's a good point. I've got a text message here saying that you're talking about transitional stage. One text message that's coming to the studio is, what about the skeleton fossils found across the globe? Scientists claim these were early man in transitional stage. How do we see that?
Well, yeah, there are several claims, but very few claims of the evolution. They are being falsified. For example, Australopithecus has been shown an ape. When they came up with, for example, Piltdown Man.
Yes, Piltdown Man. Yes.
About more than 40 years in the British Museum, London,
yes.
In the National Museum of Britain, it was displayed for more than 40 years.
Yes.
And it turned out it's a scandal because it was a forgery.
Yes.
They attached a monkey jaw to an orangutan jaw into a skull of a human being and displayed this for more than 40 years and then they apologized.
Yes.
They said Zinjanthropus is the ancestral man. When they apologized, they said, no, Zinjanthropus is not the ancestral man, it's an ape. They came up with the teeth in Nebraska, United States,
yes.
In 1912, and it turned out it's a pig teeth,
yes.
And they apologized.
Yes. Yes.
Then recently they came up with E. Ida and R.D. fossils. Ida, it turned out to be a lemur fossil, they apologized.
Mm-hmm.
Already turned out with another monkey fossil, they apologize again.
Right.
There is
okay. No
ape hop monkey fossils.
Right. Okay, alhamdulillah. Just like I said to all listeners, this is the Hidden Agenda Show on Wonder FM. We are live with international guests from Harun Yahya Organization. If you want to give us a call or send us a text on 07909-567-527. We're taking them live now, inshallah. And obviously we have our special guest here, Dr. Okta Babuna. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Dr. Okta, let's move on from there. Some people say that chance also plays a part, but natural selection is not chance. Natural selection itself is the scientific process. Could you explain a little bit for the listeners on Wonder FM in more less scientific terms, in more layman's terms, so people can understand what is natural selection? Because obviously the scientific explanation probably is better for scientists themselves.
Yeah. The entire claim of Darwinism is based on chance, actually. Because either life is created by chance, or life is created by an infinite power, by Allah. So Darwinism claims that chance created, but chance cannot be the creator. This is such a silly claim.
Mm.
Natural selection, they claim they have the term natural selection, which is an imaginary mechanism. They claim to be an imaginary mechanism of Darwinism.
Yes.
Natural selection holds that the living things, which are more suited to the natural conditions of their habitat, will succeed and produce an offspring. Those which unfit will vanish. For example, we can think about a herd of deer. If a herd of deer is threatened by the predators, such as leopards, jaguars, or tigers, of course the ones which run faster will survive. That is true. However, no matter how long this process goes on, there will be only faster running deer. It will not transform deer to other species because natural selection cannot change DNA by any means.
Right.
Natural selection cannot make any changes in the DNA. Natural selection only eliminates the weak or sick individuals from the population. But natural selection has no consciousness. Natural selection cannot know what is good, what is bad for the living things. We can think, for instance, about the human eye.
Yes.
Human eye can only function cannot function unless it exists with all the components intact.
Right.
Therefore, the will that brings all these parts together has to be able to foresee the future and aim at the advantage which is to be acquired at the final stage.
Right.
And only Allah can do that, which is seeing, of course. And Allah can know what seeing is,
mm-hmm.
if there is no seeing or hearing before. And Allah creates an organ of eye which can see. And in fact, if you take the fossil record, we come across the first eye, the trilobite eye, which is 540 million years old,
mm-hmm.
which is a compound eye structure, a very complex eye structure. It appears all at once and fully formed. That means Allah is the creator.
Okay.
Nature itself is created because nature itself is created. What is nature? Nature is air, soil, rocks, and water.
Mm-hmm.
Allah created nature, so nature cannot be creator, of course.
Right.
It does not have a consciousness. It cannot think.
Yeah.
However, they worship nature. They worship chance like a creator.
Okay.
This is an idolator, of course.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, one person has asked the question of, what about these very ancient tribes that still exist in remote parts of planet Earth? For example, it may be the Amazon rainforest or secluded parts of Africa. Are these people humans or are they transitional forms of humans?
Well, Allah created humans. You know, not only the scientific evidence, but sometimes some Muslims fall into the trap that Allah created through evolution. You know, this is a trap. And these people usually think, not every Muslim is like this, but some Muslims, they think that since Darwinists are the majority, so we should find a middle path between Darwinism and Islam. They try to Islamize Darwinism. But this is completely wrong. And this is a very pacifist, defeatist behavior, an ugly behavior, because Muslims never behave according to the majority.
Right.
We Muslims look at the scientific evidence and we look at the Quran. In Quran, there is nothing about the evolution. Allah does not need any causes. Allah creates the causes and effects, and Allah does not need any causes. Allah is beyond everything. So Allah does not need to create through evolution.
SubhanAllah.
And these people are under the effect of the so-called naturalism. Naturalism means that the laws of the nature are fixed and they never change. No, Allah creates the laws of the nature, and Allah can change them anytime He wants to. So Allah says in the Quran, "I seek refuge in Allah from the curse of Satan."
Yes.
When Allah wants, Allah is the originator of the heavens and earth. When Allah decides on something, He just says to it, "Be," and there it is.
Sure.
So Allah creates everything with the word "be." Allah has infinite power. In fact, Allah created all the living things out of nothingness, and all of a sudden, we know this from the fossil evidence, 350 million fossils tells us that species appeared abruptly, complete and perfectly formed. That means they are created with the word "be" of Allah.
Right.
And also Allah gives the details of the creation of the first man, Adam alayhi salam.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Allah says, Allah shaped the clay. This is with His hands, Allah says, just to make us understand. Of course, Allah does not have hands as we understand, but just to make us understand.
Sure.
Allah shaped clay like a human being and then breathed His soul into this shape of mud, and that was Adam alayhi salam. He was alive. So Allah created Adam alayhi salam out of mud, out of inanimate matter. There is no evolution, not in millions of years, all of a sudden.
Sure.
Then Allah gives evidences of also creation in the Quran, such as, for example, Moses alayhi salam, Allah says in the Quran that he threw his staff on the ground, and his staff transformed all of a sudden into a living snake.
Mm-hmm.
So, staff, which is made of wood, transformed into a living being all of a sudden. There is no evolution, of course.
Yes.
And then, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, he shaped mud like a bird, and then breathe into this bird.
Yes.
And by the will of Allah, it was transformed into a living bird. So is there any evolution? No, of course not. And Allah also created angels and jinn. Are they created through evolution? Of course not. And Allah also creates in the paradise, huris, gildans, gilmans. Are they created through evolution? Of course not.
Sure. Let us move on to the second law of thermodynamics, because this is another thing that people raise, that the second law of thermodynamics, that systems must become more disordered over time, i.e. more chaos takes place. How do we understand this as well? Because this is another way that people put this forward as well.
Yeah, of course, second law of thermodynamics are also against evolution. As you said, everything left is on its own, degenerates, decays over with time.
Sure.
But the Darwinism says, they say no. If you leave the atoms and the nature, they become organized. But this is a very silly, non-scientific, illogical claim. Because everybody knows, matter cannot organize itself. Matter is made up of unconscious atoms.
Right.
And they cannot organize themselves to make the living things, the living cells, the complexity of the life, the huge information in the DNA, or bat solar systems, or human brain, or lungs, or eyes.
True.
This is a very unscientific, illogical claim.
Wow.
So thermodynamics also codifies Darwinism.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Well, jazakallah khair for your complete and comprehensive answers. I think I'm sure the listeners of Winnum FM on the Hidden Agenda show can benefit from that. So, Brother Akhtar Babuna, Dr. Akhtar, what I'd like to do is I'd like to maybe give the use the listeners of Winnum FM a bit more rounded understanding on the different areas that Brother Haroon Yahya is involved in? Because obviously this is one area, as I understand, is also involved in other projects. Would that be correct?
Yes, of course. The Darwinism is very important. The reason why he struggles against Darwinism so hard is because Darwinism is the ideological foundation of the violence, the terror, communism, fascism, racism, and wild capitalism. And because of Darwinism, more than 150 million people were killed in the 20th century.
Right.
About a billion were injured. Cities were destroyed because of Darwinism. Because Darwinism rejects the existence of a creator.
Right.
And it brings the concept struggle for survival, survival of the fittest, and
yes,
the conflict is the cause of the progress.
Right.
And these ideas were taken from Darwinism and applied into communism, for example, by Karl Marx, and put into practice by Lenin. And they defended violence as the constructive force which brings development to the humanity. And because of this, 150 million people were killed in the communist regimes throughout the world.
Okay.
For example, Marx says, in his book, Marx says, this book of Charles Darwin says, is the basis in natural history for our view. So he used Darwinism as the so-called scientific justification. He said, Darwinism is the scientific, this is the dialectic in the nature.
Mm-hmm.
And he, as you know, brought dialectical materialism, which is the application,
yes,
of the materialism to the society,
yes,
which defends the struggle between the classes, a fight between the classes, and applied Darwinism into the societies and social sciences. And then Lenin defended violence and the terror. And he was the one who put Marx's ideas into practice. And because of these ideas, during the Stalin's time, 20 million people were killed in the communist Russia.
Okay.
Mao said Chinese socialism is founded upon Darwinism and the theory of evolution. And during his time, he killed 60 million people.
Okay.
So whenever Darwinism goes in, and Hitler said, take away Nordic Germans and nothing remains to dance of apes. And he got these ideas from Darwinism because Charles Darwin was a racist himself. According to Charles Darwin, there were higher races, more evolved animals. White European men said more evolved animals. And he said, these higher animals will exterminate, will kill all the lower races, which are close to monkeys, he said. For example, Pakistanis, Indians, Turks,
okay,
Aborigines, Eskimos, yes, Orientals. According to Darwin, they were lower races, close to monkeys. So he said, the higher races will exterminate the lower races. And these ideas were taken from Darwinism.
Okay.
And
well, let's
fascism by Adolf Hitler.
Okay, well, let's move on to some of the other areas where Haroon Yahya is involved as well. I think he sees things on a more global scale. Some of the issues I picked up recently is some direct quotes that he's made. One of the quotes that Brother Adnan Oktar made is the formulation of the Turkish Islamic Union. He said the Turkish Islamic Union is the solution to the suffering of the Muslims. So could you explain what is this Turkish Islamic Union and how the Haroon Yahya organization is involved in this?
All right. First of all, there is an order from Allah in the Quran. That's an order from Allah.
Yeah, right.
Allah says, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Allah says in the Quran,
yes,
hold fast to the rope of Allah.
Yes.
Rope of Allah is the Quran. Allah says, hold fast to the Quran.
Alhamdulillah, yes.
And do not separate, Allah says, to the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So, do not separate is an order from Allah. However, Muslims got separated because of Darwinism and materialism, because Darwinism controlled not only the Western world, but the entire Islamic world also. They got,
okay,
separated. There are different sects, different groups. This group doesn't go to the mosque of that group. That group that doesn't go to the mosque of that group.
Yes.
And as you know, Muslims got being oppressed in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Palestine, in,
yes,
East Turkestan, in Somalia, all over the world.
Okay.
So this is because Darwinism and materialism and taking distancing away from the religious moral values from the Quran. Muslims,
okay,
got separated.
Okay. Yes.
So we have to unite as soon as possible. That's an order from Allah. Because every day we spend in separation is haram. So we have to unite. And this unity, which is a feature of the end times, we're living in the end times, inshallah,
yes,
will be between the Muslims and the Turkic states and the Turkey. The Turkish Islamic the Turkish Islamic Union, which is named this unity,
yes,
called by Adnan Oktar, is used because Turkey with his experience and good morality, will lead this Islamic Union. It's not because of a national superiority or racial superiority. There's
okay.
no such thing.
Right.
Turks will serve in that. As you know, according to the Quran, all the races are equal. Allah said Allah created everybody, the nations and in different nations and tribes,
sure.
from a single man and woman. But the superiority is according to taqwa, Allah says. Taqwa means sincerity.
Okay. So who do you think would be...
superiority.
Okay, who do you think would be leading this Turkish Islamic Union then? Who'd be the man at the top? Is it a process of someone will be appointed or someone will be elected, or do we have any details on that?
No, this is Allah's Mehdi. Mehdi alayhi salam is the person created by Allah for the end times, inshallah, to prevail Islam all over the world.
Okay,
and we know this from the Quran because there is indication that Islam will prevail the world. That is from the Quran. I will read the verses right now, inshallah, in a little bit.
Okay.
And from the hadith of our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that Mehdi is the leader, of the spiritual leader of the world, which will come and emerge in the end times.
Sure.
Starting with the end times is described, even at the time, in the hadith, starting with the Hijrah 1400, which is 1979 and 1980. This is Hijrah 1400, because our Prophet said, in the hadith, that people will start to accumulate around Mehdi starting in Hijrah 1400.
Okay.
In 8th hadith, related by Imam Suyuti, as you know, he's a great hadith scholar.
Yes.
There are 8 hadiths stating that the life of this world, our Prophet says, the life of this world is 7,000 years.
Okay.
And our Prophet also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that 5,600 years are over until his time. That means 1,400 years are left. And since we are living in the 1,400, we are living in 1432 right now, Hijrah, everything must finish. Islam must prevail the world, Mehdi must emerge, and Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, must return between 1,400 and 1,500. And Islam must prevail the world.
Okay, inshallah.
And this will be...
What I wanted to do is I just wanted to bring the listeners of Wunnama FM to one of the websites, which I believe is from the Harun Yahya organization, which has got more details, www.awaitedmahdi.com. And then, inshallah, there's a statement, maybe you can clarify this for the listeners of Wunnama FM. It says, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will establish Turkish Islamic Union and bring peace, security and beauty to the world. So this is actually on the website, awaitedmahdi.com. Could you clarify this for us, inshallah?
Yes, inshallah. Mahdi alayhi salam is described in the hadith in a very clear way by our Prophet, that he will be a descendant of our Prophet, so he will be Sayyid, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah.
But if our Prophet says, he will be active in between the Turks and Istanbul, because in one hadith our Prophet says, Mehdi alayhi salam will conquer Medina, and his companions, Sahabi, ask him, which Medina, Ya Rasulullah?
Right.
And our Prophet responds to that, Constantinople.
Yes.
Constantinople is Istanbul.
Yes.
So there are at least 10 hadiths indicating that Mehdi will be active in Istanbul, Turkey. So that's the reason why Turkey, also one of the very important reasons, that Turkey will lead Turkish Islamic Union. But not only that, Islam will prevail the entire world, inshallah, because in the hadith, our Prophet described that Islam will prevail the world, which also that Isa alayhi salam returning to the earth and helping as a vizier Mehdi alayhi salam. And both together will pray, inshallah, in the mosque. And Isa alayhi salam will push Mehdi alayhi salam from his shoulders and will make him imam of the world, spiritual leader of the world.
Okay, inshallah. So now, one thing...
Inshallah.
Yes. One thing on this, Dr. Babuna, is that one of the videos I was watching, Brother Harun Yahya, said that the family name, it was interesting, he was interpreting one of the hadiths and he's saying the family name of the Mahdi will be Adnan. Have you heard this, or is there any information about this? That the family name of the Mahdi will be Adnan?
Our Prophet says, this is a very famous hadith. You know, scholars know about this hadith very well, actually. Our Prophet says, the name of the Mahdi will be equal to my name, and his father's name will be equal to my father's name.
Okay.
So as you know, our Prophet had the names Muhammad, Mahmud, Ahmed, Mustafa.
Yes.
Yes, inshallah. Yes,
alhamdulillah.
But our Prophet says, Mehdi's name will not be one of these.
I see.
So we understand there is a commonality between our Prophet and Mehdi and his father and his father. So that can only be through family name.
Right.
And if you check the family name of our Prophet, we know our Prophet is a descendant of Bani Adnan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from the this is from the sources, Islamic sources, and this is also from the Qasida of Ali alayhi salam, inshallah.
Alayhi salam.
And Ali radiallahu anhu, he stated in this Qasida that the family name of our Prophet is, he said, Mustafa Adnan. Our Prophet Mustafa Adnan, inshallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay.
So this is his family name. So since this hadith stated in the, our Prophet stated that his name will be equal his name and his father's. So that shows us that his name might be and his family name, which is Adnan, inshallah.
Okay. One other
Allah
quick
knows the truth.
Inshallah, yeah, Allah knows the truth, Allahu Alam. So one other quick question I want to raise is another controversial question some people have asked, and obviously, alhamdulillah, we have it directly from yourselves to clarify. Brother Adnan, Okta, aka Harun Yahya, made a statement saying that I love the Muslims and I love the Christians and the Jews very much, and they love and they believe in Allah. So this is quite interesting. This is also made, and also related to this is also the statement he made is that in a press conference with obviously members from other countries including Israel, he said no one can drive a wedge between Turkey and Israel. We love Israel and they love us. Is this part of the Turkish Islamic Union philosophy?
Well, this is we have to evidence it out from the Quran. Actually, Allah says there are people of the book in the Quran, which are Christians and Jews.
Yes.
And Allah says there are sincere believers in the people of the book.
Right.
And this is clearly stated in the Quran. And Allah says, only argue with them in the kindest way. I seek the pleasure of Allah from a cursed Satan. This is an order from Allah. Only argue with them in the kindest way.
Okay.
And invite them to the oneness of Allah. So the way we treat Christians and the Jews, the people of the book, we treat them very nicely. And they are under the protection of Muslims. Because Allah also says in the Quran, that the monasteries, the churches, the mosques, and the synagogues are under the protection of Muslims. Places where the Allah's name is mentioned much are should not be destroyed and should under the protection of the Muslims.
Right.
So remember the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He treated the people of the book at this time very nicely. In the Medina contract, we know they were under the protection of the at the time of our Prophet under Muslims, and our their synagogues and the churches were under the protection of Muslims at the time of our Prophet, inshallah. And
inshallah.
Our Prophet married a Christian wife, as you know, inshallah.
Right.
So Allah also made halal to the Muslim man in the Quran to marry Christian and Jewish wife, chaste woman, Allah says. Chaste, unless they are chaste, they are made halal to be married by Muslim man. And we can also, it is halal made to the halal to the Muslims to eat their meal, Allah says. Of course, not the meat which is cut under the name, other than under the name of Allah, of course.
Yes.
But we can eat their meal, that we can socialize with them, and we can marry wives, women from Christians and Jews. That means, of course, if they, these wives, being your wife, the mother of your children, of course, you treat them very nicely. You love them, you protect them, you treat them with compassion and mercy. So this is the way Muslims should treat the people of the book. So at the time of the Mahdi al-Islam, inshallah, we understand this from the hadith. With the establishing the Turkish Islamic Union, Islam is spread all over the world, and the Christians just about becoming Muslims with the return of Jesus al-Islam, inshallah, they convert to be Muslims, and the Jews convert to be Muslims, inshallah. So Islam is controlled all over the world. So they are under our protection. So we will be in very good relation with them. And the Turkish Islamic Union will include Russia, Armenia, Israel, inshallah also. Israel is the holy land, holy for Christians, Muslims, and Jews. We have to be able to live there with freedom of worship, with peace, security, compassion, and justice.
Right.
So At the time of the Mehdi alayhi salam, justice will be all around the world. Our Prophet says, Mehdi alayhi salam will not even shed a single drop of blood. Mehdi alayhi salam will not shed a single drop of blood.
Okay.
There will be no wars, no bloodshed, no weapons all around the world, inshallah. He will stop all the wars with the Isa alayhi salam, inshallah.
Okay.
So these times are very close to life, golden age.
All right, inshallah. Just another quick question. Brother Harun Yahya mentioned significance of the year 2012. He said that's one of the end of time indications. Is there any information you can elaborate on that?
2012, he says there will be a lot of very important big things are going to happen. As we know, there are major things are happening all around the world. We have seen all the signs came to be true, such as the occupation of the Afghanistan, Iran-Iraqi war, stopping the flow of the Euphrates with the Kaban Dam, sun and moon eclipses in the month of Ramadan, two following years, in 1981 and 1982 we had this. And then the Lurin comet has passed, which is stated in the Hadith, Hali comet has passed, and then Iran-Iraqi war has happened, and then occupation of the Iraq, and the Baghdad is burning. They are all the Hadiths, are all being fulfilled, which are the signs of the appearance of the Mehdi. So Mehdi must be alive, inshallah.
Right, okay.
So the doctor indicated, 2012 is a very important year. But there is also economic crisis going on in the world. There is an uprising in the Muslim countries. These are also events described in the Hadith by our Prophet as the sign of the emergence of Mehdi, inshallah. So Allah is changing the world. Everybody can see that. There is a change in the entire world. Everybody is seeing that. Everybody is saying that.
Okay.
The reason is, there is a decline in the Zionism and materialism, that's the system of the Dajjal, Antichrist. There is a decline in that, and there is a progress in the religion all around the world. Allah is changing the world, and Allah with his Jabbar, the epithet Jabbar, make the Muslims return to religion, inshallah, to Quran, and to unite. And also, Allah makes people more religious, the people of the book, and all around the world. So, inshallah, mostly 10 years, we will see Islam will prevail the world, we will see Mehdi alayhi salam, we will see Isa alayhi salam, but the end of the times will be until Hijrah 1500, our Prophet stated that. The life of my ummah will not pass beyond 1500, he says, Hijrah style.
Okay. I mean, the one thing I wanted to...
Years, inshallah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your response on this, but I have to make a point that obviously... This is one of my FM, this is the Hidden Agenda Show. I have many guests, some national, some international, and they have their own views and opinions. The opinions given by Dr. Babuna is not the opinion of one of my FM or the Hidden Agenda Show. These are his opinions and the opinions of Harun Yahya organization. And so I just wanted to make that disclaimer.
Just one thing,
Also,
I'm not giving this as my opinion or Mr. Harun Yahya's opinion. These are, Mr. Harun Yahya, whatever he says, he is based on the Quran and the Hadith. There are very powerful evidences.
Right,
there
okay.
is nothing, nobody can deny these evidences. This is not a personal view or a philosophy. It is based on the Quran and the Hadith. So there are very powerful evidences, and we can see this happening. Whatever our Prophet said came to be true. This is a miracle of the Prophet, because he stated these Hadiths through revelation of Allah. And Allah says in the Quran, there is a promise of Allah in the Quran that Allah will prevail Islam. I want to read this verse. There are many other verses like this, inshallah. Allah says in the Quran, I seek refuge in Allah from the curse of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Allah has promised those of you who have faith and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land.
Right.
As He made those before them successors. So Allah says, Allah will make sincere believers. These are Mehdi and students and sincere Muslims. Make them successors in the land means Allah will make them rule, govern the entire world. That is the domination of the Islam.
Okay.
And will firmly establish for them their religion, which is the dominion of Islam, with which He is pleased, and give them, in place of their fears, security. So there is there was an environment of fear all around the world because of the system of Dajjal in the 20th century. Wars, bloodshed, oppression. Still going on in the world.
Okay.
But Allah says, Allah will taste the security with the appearance of the Mahdi, inshallah. There's the indication of the Mahdi.
Sure.
Allah says, they worship me, not associating anything with me, and who are disbelievers after that, such people are the deviators. And there are many other verses. Allah promises that Allah will prevail Islam. Since this not happened since 1,400 years, and there is no other time left, this is the time that Islam will prevail in the world, inshallah. That is the promise of Allah. And Allah never fails to keep His promise.
Okay, JazakAllah khair, Dr. Babuna. I think we're coming up to our time for iftar, inshallah. JazakAllah khair for your time, especially your input on creationism. Harun Yahya and Harun Yahya organization certainly has given a lot of contribution to the Muslim Ummah. What I would say is for everyone to go and study and make their decisions. And that's why we are here, the Hidden Agenda Show. We are here to seek the truth, to carry the truth, and inshallah, live by the truth. JazakAllah khair, Dr. Okta Babuna, for your time, and may Allah reward you for that. However, we're coming up for the time of... Yes, and hopefully we will speak again. I think the time for iftar is definitely upon us, and I cannot do that, inshallah. JazakAllah khair, and inshallah, we will catch you again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. It was a pleasure and honor. And for more information, our Muslim brothers and sisters go into the website harunyahya.com. harunyahya.com.
Okay,
download the books and the documentaries free of charge, inshallah. And there is nothing more important than the unity of Islam and Mahdi alayhi salam and return of Jesus. And according to the hadith, Mahdi must have returned and Isa is alive, inshallah.
Okay.
And you can see that from the change of the world, inshallah.
Okay, JazakAllah khair, akhi. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have to go for Tarawih. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.